Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know, from the social media, you guys were listening to the broadcast and watching the broadcast. But last night we got a virtual measurement, and like normally, you're like, okay, why does the virtual measurement matter?
It's rigged.
Well, because when it involves the Chiefs, we get back into that conversation where I will say the virtual measurement took just as long, if not longer, than if we just had the chain gang.
They said expedited. I don't think
it was definitely not expedited. The whole point was to have an accurate measurement that also didn't require a chain gang to go out there. Two things with it. One, I actually thought because of the length, it did create some drama. We were wondering, would the drama go away on a spot of a football without the chain gang? Well, in last night's case, no, there was still plenty of drama when they put up that graphic to show the Commanders were, 5 inches short of the first down marker. And then immediately everybody said, of course, if it was the Commanders needing to get a stop, they would have rigged it. Reminder, the spot of the ball is still done by the official, and there were some bad spots last night across the board.
It was a tough night for the people. One that she's on the 3-yard line. Yeah. They were on the half yard line.
Not the best spots last night. That's true. But the virtual measurement is just wherever there's nothing to really change.
Ball's tracked.
It's just tracked, and there's the line to gain, and there it is. There's no hacking it, but people once again lose their mind when they get into primetime Chiefs games. If the Chiefs were playing at noon, nobody would have said anything. The Chiefs are on primetime standalone, and any call that is favorable to Kansas City, even if it's correct, which it was, people go all down the conspiracy.
Can I get like a little music here, Drew? Would that be too much to ask? I just want to read through, Gold. Maybe we can each read through a couple we saw last night. Quote, the refs strike again. The refs did not call a hold on the Chiefs and Juju Smith-Schuster for tackling a Washington defender. This allowed Kansas City to have a massive play. It was the 38-yard catch to Travis Kelce, just so you know.
The refs strike again, Cody. That was the headline for a lot of people on their social media last night. The NFL is rigged. Refs see this and call out of bounds. It was originally the Terry McLaurin catch that they ruled out of bounds.
Wait, but they called that a catch.
Makes it hard to change the call on the field. They did change the call on the reverse. But refs see this and call out of bounds. I'm sick of seeing the Chiefs ruin the game we love with rigged officials. Reminder again, the play was reviewed and overturned, and it was a touchdown for the Washington Commanders.
From Jeff Hawk 30 on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
How is the Commanders defensive back supposed to know he didn't catch the ball and is a defenseless receiver? He had his head down. He was practically hitting him with his helmet. The ref always gifting the Chiefs free first downs. They're down 2 touchdowns at that point in the game, I think.
Screenshot of the graphic with the spot of the football, 5 inches, of course, short. The Chiefs even have the robot refs on their side. The commitment the refs have to the Chiefs is the strongest relationship I've ever seen in my life.
The strongest relationship you've ever seen in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this one's just blaming Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce as being a part of it. Quote, I guess if you're just the Chiefs, you can just ask for a flag and get it. The ref initially didn't even throw the flag. Then Xavier Worthy gestures for one, and looky here, he gets it. Refs always have the Chiefs' money line. Now they're saying they're the NBA. It's all rigged.
From John.
Also, why do they make it a 14-point game? It's money line. Who's making a sweat?
From John J. Trotta. It's week 8 in the 2025 season. The refs are still trying to bail out the Chiefs.
All right, this is from SM Highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Commanders coach to the Chiefs player. What is a Minshew doing? I can't believe they should have called him for two flags. I want to remind you that the hand was initially placed by the Washington Commanders coach. He was the person who initially put his hand on a Minshew. They thought two flags, multiple. They were like more than one personal foul, Gold, if that does anything. We should have just played the Troy Aikman calls a part of this. Especially for that quarterback. That's how he said it, Drew. You were listening to the game. He said especially for that quarterback, like with some level of disdain. All right. That was a fun exercise.
We could do that the whole show.
Oh, my God. I mean, it could just... I mean, honestly, we could do it every week. It's not going to be a problem at this point. Fans have just decided that no matter what they do. NFL memes sent out. The Chiefs have been called for 5 penalties in the last 2 weeks combined. Zero chance the referees call them for more than 5.5 penalties because they were showing the over-under before the game.
The Chiefs had 9 penalties last night. Just want to point that out. And the Commanders had how many?
2? 3.
Because
the Chiefs and Commanders both had penalties that got overturned. Like, Chris Jones was offsides, but they completed the pass, so they didn't worry about it. And there was at least one where the Chiefs didn't need it. So, they had 9 penalties last night?
Yeah.
Phew. I mean, a couple of different holds, all the special teams penalties.
Mm-hmm.
So back to being a penalized team, but the refs are still on their side. Had to try to keep that game close and still couldn't.
I just love it again that the NFL has chosen just nice, humble Midwest Kansas City as the team and the market that they want to prop up. Not Washington, D.C., not Philadelphia, not New York to help out those Jets and be great in the number one media market. No, they've chosen the middle-sized market of Kansas City to make them the face of the National Football League.
Who would see it coming?
I know. I mean,
who would see it coming?
I appreciate it.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your cold is coming, your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.